from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, an original story excerpt and a discussion on solutions to gun violence in schools. But first, Sharissa and Eden of Manchester Academic Charter School talk about the effects of cell phone use in schools.
So I think they can help and be a distraction because some kids who don't bring their computers to class, they can use their cell phones instead. But they could be a distraction too because some kids, they're not going to listen to the teacher and they're not going to actually do what they're supposed to be doing. And they're going to be on their phone and they're just going to be like doing stuff they're not supposed to. And cell phones in my school starts a lot of drama. Like, a lot of people in my school are internet talkers, and they just start drama on the internet, basically.
Yeah.
Why can't I hear myself?
Yeah. I agree with her because at my school, we got our phones taken away, so we're not allowed to have our phones anymore. But I feel like it's a distraction, and it's kind of help because kids usually in my school, kids usually use their phones to listen to music while they're doing their work because it helps them focus more. But like she said, the phone started a lot of fights and the phone started a lot of drama and kids wasn't paying attention to the classwork and some kids wasn't like doing what they were supposed to do. So that's why we got our phones taken away. So.
Yeah, in my school, like if you even have your phone on you and they catch you, you're suspended. If you have one, we have to turn our phones in the morning. We get them back at the end of the day. And if you have them on you, like Miss Treat, well, this lady at our school who works there, she has like a metal detector, like the little wand one. And she'll go over lockers, she'll check you. And it's just a whole lot of extra stuff because people, they talk stuff on the internet. So, and they'll like provoke the fights and like they'll record fights because our principal, he was like, if you're recording a fight, you get like the time the person who's fighting the same time as them, but combined with the two people whoever fighting,
you get more time basically.
Yeah, you double their time. So and if you're recording, like if you're provoking a fight, you get the same amount of time as they do, and it's just because kids start a lot of fights on the internet, and then they bring them to school instead of, like, fighting outside of school. Not to say fighting's good, but I'd rather fight outside of school than in school because you're messing up my education, and I'm letting you mess up my education by letting you provoke me on the internet.
But at our school, like when they suspend us for fighting, you get, like, 3 days out and then, like, 5 days in school. So basically, like, you're still at school. You're just not with everybody else. You're just downstairs all day basically doing your work, but then, like, you're not at the same time. Like when we had this huge fight out of school and just, like, a couple of, like, seconds, it happened quick because they basically planned to fight at, like, 1:30 during electives. So, like, when they fought, when they said it was 1:30, they started fighting. That's when all this stuff just started going on. Everybody was, like, basically hyping it and stuff. We're, like, running around, screaming, acting
wild. And they broke the teacher's finger.
Yeah, they broke our teacher's finger, and she had to go, like, to the hospital and get it taped up and stuff. But, like them girls that was fighting, they had, like, 3 days out, and then they really hit, like, they was just in school, basically. They just came to school, went downstairs, and was just sitting there all day. And the only time we saw them was, like, if we had a good answer because of what we did in class and if we got in trouble.
Yeah, and I think if you're letting somebody, like, phones, they distract you. And, like, that's a bad distraction because you're not focusing on your work. So if you're not focusing on your work, you're going to, like, get a bad grade or you're going to get in trouble, a phone call home, you're going to get suspended. Because we're not even allowed to be on our computers anymore, for real, because some kids, like, they're doing stupid stupid stuff on their computers, and they get caught, and then it's just the whole big thing, and then the whole school has to have a conversation with the principals and the administrators. So we only get to use our computers and bring them to class
when we need them.
Yeah, when we need them.
Because I think it's also dangerous sometimes for phones to be in school because of the fights, and sometimes fights could get really dangerous. Because one time at my school, one time at my school, there was a lot of internet talking, and it was a brawl between a lot of girls. And at my school, we have these doors where the alarm don't go off if you open them. So these girls let their cousins in the school to fight, and it was like a big fight. And I feel like that it was really dangerous, because what if they had guns? What if they came in with guns? So it could also be really dangerous for people that have phones in school.
Yeah, fights, period, are dangerous, because, like, my teacher, she had this friend, and this boy, he just, like, moved her chair. And, like, she broke her tailbone, and she's paralyzed from the waist down. And, like, it's a whole big thing, because, like, just doing stupid stuff, like, just being insidious and harming people for no reason is, like, dangerous. It's a dangerous game, because there's always an outcome to some, like, every reaction has an equal reaction. So, like, it could be a bad reaction, or it could be a good reaction, or, like, an equal reaction. But there's always consequences to things that you do. Like, say if the girls came in with guns, like she said, it could have been another school shooting. Like, we already have those going on. And then, like, internet fighting is the most stupidest thing I ever heard of, because they're already about screenshotting somebody's story. Like, that's so dumb.
Or they go on Snapchat and talk about this and be like, oh, I'm Tagger, and that's when it just be this big thing into screenshots. Then they make people watch their story just going back and forth. So, like, that you make people want to sit there, oh, yeah, they said this, and then call somebody, and then the other person calls somebody because they did this and that, and then it goes to this big, huge thing, and then they fight.
Or they'll go live, like, people in school will go live in school talking about, I'm about to fight her. And then you get embarrassed because you got beat up. Like, that's a bad thing, because everybody's coming up to you and talking about, ain't you the girl who got beat up. And, like, that's embarrassing, and that can be hurtful, and that can make people depressed. Like, losing a fight, I'm personally, like, if I lose a fight, I went around too, and that's just that. But some people's not like that, and some people get embarrassed, and they don't want to come to school, so you're losing your education, because something that happened that would have never happened if somebody wasn't social talking you and you wasn't social talking to somebody else. Like, I'm not going to argue with nobody unless you have goals, because obviously I'm your goal, and you're arguing with me because I'm your only goal, and your only goal is to argue with me. I have actual goals that I have time for, and obviously you don't got time for nothing if you're arguing with me.
Fights just could be very dangerous. Like, a couple years ago, maybe like 3-4 years ago, I don't know if y'all remember, but there was a big, huge fight at U Prep, and I went there at the time. I was in middle school, but it was between the high schoolers, and there was 30 girls involved and pregnant people involved, and they put the school on lockdown. Nobody could get in, nobody could get out, because it was so dangerous, and blood was everywhere, and, like, it was really dangerous. Like, pregnant people was getting kicked in the stomach and stuff. So, like, everything, like, fights and everything with social media, I feel like it just needs to go.
Now, Ella Thomas shares an excerpt from an original story entitled Pangea.
Econ sets Bernunda down on a pile of dirt. She looks up at me. I can clearly read her expression. Where is Ma and Pa? I don't know what to tell her. She surely won't understand. Should I tell her that this morning the soldiers raided Wensabi and separated all children from their parents? Should I tell her that our parents are in a location somewhere in West Reedy? Should I tell her Pa yelled to me to run with Econ and Bernunda to protect them, as they will me? Should I tell her that I didn't run, that I stayed, and pulled on Ma's arm so she couldn't leave? Should I tell her that the soldiers took a club and bonked me on the head? that Econ ran over and threw me on his shoulders? Does she know what's actually happening? That there is a war in Pangaea? That now when the countries are united together as one, all connected by land, many people of West Reedy remain unhappy? That is the reason for all the heartache, sorrow, and pain of this new life we must live. Should I tell her the reason my name is America? Not only because America was an extremely strong country, and Ma wanted to always teach that, because Ma knew that someday this might happen, and that old America would be the best place to live, the safest place. And then here's my second one. It seems that wars come and go. I find that people don't have communal beliefs, so they don't believe they can live together in peace. They think that a war will solve all the problems. Instead, it creates more. If we let everyone believe in different things, then true peace will finally come. And even as impossible as it sounds, I, America, give all the challenge to try for true peace, to try to love others that are different than us. We are all connected by a string pulling us together, but we need to tie the knot connecting us. We need to fly as one united body. So let's do it. Because if we at least try, we'll keep on getting closer to our goal, world peace.
On our last segment, students from multiple Pittsburgh area high schools discuss potential solutions to gun violence in schools.
We had like an assembly last year at my school, how it's just become a regular occurrence, school shootings. Like before it was just like such a big deal. And now since it happens so much that it's not even that big of a deal anymore, we had like this assembly trying to figure out ideas on how we as the school, we could help stop that in general.
Stricter gun laws are a great step in the right direction. The ease to get a gun is definitely a problem with shootings, school shootings especially, but I don't think it's the problem, at least not the only problem. Because, like, people on the left, they argue we need stricter gun laws. People on the right, they argue we need better mental health examinations. I feel like they're both right to an extent. I don't know if you guys did this, but when, after the Parkland shooting in Florida, schools, like, all over the nation, they had walkouts to protest, like, and advocate for stricter gun laws. I do definitely support that all the way, but I feel like also the best way to get rid of problems like that is to just make school, you know, a better place to be, not make them want to go to those kind of lengths just to send some kind of message.
I mean, one thing that kind of annoys me is that when students do walkouts like that, you know, to like protest, you know, gun violence, or there's a big one to protest climate change, like to, you know, go for stricter environmental regulations. But basically, like, what typically happens when they do that, there are some people that support them, you know, that agree with them politically. But then people that oppose them kind of try to invalidate their entire message by saying, like, oh, they just want to get out of school or whatever, which I feel like that just kind of discourages people our age from doing, you know, political activism at all, because they see, like, this is how people are going to respond. They think, like, they basically don't respect you at all.
We recently had Safe to Say introduced to us, and the way they portrayed it, the app overall is meant to report any just rule breaking in general, but they portrayed it as if you think someone is going to be a threat to themselves or others instead of like a report bullying kind of thing. And it turned into a joke. Like people will be like, oh, I'm going to call Safe to Say on you for like jokingly punching someone.
I like the gun law. It makes sense because we need to be more safe, and like going with the mental thing that they need to check up. Like more on the people, especially in school, because our school don't have like metal detectors. We have guards.
There's schools have those?
Yeah.
Our school is pretty poor, so we don't have any of the stuff. We just have some iPads.
Yeah, we have metal detectors at Kappa.
Yeah, we have metal detectors, and like if you're causing trouble in a class or whatever, they actually have security guards that will usually come in and take you out. That actually happened a couple of times. There is one guy. It was actually during, like, midterms. He smelled like weed, so they actually had, like, the guards come in and take him out. And one other person was, like, talking a lot in class.
Our district has a security guard at the middle school and a security guard at the high school. The elementaries don't have anything. They just have their cameras.
Well, our school, we don't have, like, stationed guards or anything. But we have, like, the local police force. They usually come in, you know, sweep through all of the schools, not just the high school, but the middle school. We have three elementary schools. They sweep through all of those too, just so they can have like a presence there, so that people know that they're there. But in the terms of like official safeguarding restrictions, we haven't they had all the kids go into this one entrance of the school. Like, our school has, like, two front entrances. Usually kids could have gone in both of them. They changed it so that you can only go in the one entrance, and there's a teacher stationed out there. What worries me about that is, if a shooter wants to come into the school, that's not going to stop them.
A lot of kids tend to, like, play around with the idea about, like, school shooting and guns. Like, in our school, they got the little chip bags, and, like, they pop it. But, like, oh, duck, oh, do something like this. And our school is not that security-wise, like, good. They did close down, like, a couple of our back entrances, but we just have police officers at the front of the door. And I do agree that we do need stricter gun laws. I don't really find the use of guns at this point. There are other ways to protect yourself. If you want to hunt, find, like, darts or something.
There's, like, guns that are harder to reload and less powerful and shoot slower, like, just manual weapons would probably be fine to be legal. Uh-huh. But these quick reloading semi-automatic, automatic weapons, military-grade weapons, I see reason for banning those.
Something else I always think about when there are school shootings, or, like, where are the adults when it comes to the child and, like, the parents? Like, there was obviously somehow this child got a gun in their hands. Like, the parents had a gun unlocked. The adults didn't check their mental health.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.